Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. North Korea has said that it has, for the first time, successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. The announcement was made on state television. It came hours after a tremor with a magnitude of 5.1 was detected near a known nuclear test site in the northeast of the country. The statement says it was a miniaturized device. Steve Evans has more details.
North Korea claims it's tested a hydrogen bomb, a step up in destructive power from the materials used in three previous tests. It gives more explosive power for a lighter weight, so making any bomb easier to put on a missile. North Korea has also been testing missiles launched from submarines. The ability to launch missiles from submarines would change the whole calculation of military response, because warning times of an attack on, for example, the west coast of the United States would be much shorter.
Pyongyang's nuclear test has drawn widespread condemnation. South Korea's President Park Geun-hye said it was a grave provocation and a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe described it as a threat to Japan's safety. China's state-run news agency Xinhua said any action that disrupted regional stability was unwise. Some analysts are skeptical about North Korea's claims. Nevertheless, the former U.S. nuclear negotiator Christopher Hill says the test is significant enough.
I think what's important is they are continuing on their test program. They don't care what anyone else thinks, and they clearly are intending to miniaturize a hydrogen weapon and at some point put it on a missile. So we have a big problem regardless of how big the explosion was today.
Leading Republicans in the United States have denounced President Obama's move to tighten gun controls. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, said the executive orders were certain to be challenged in court. The Republican Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said the changes didn't amount to much.
It's political posturing which will have no impact on reducing crime, and it will probably not stand up to a challenge in the courts. And lastly, I believe Ted Cruz or any other Republican who becomes president will repeal these orders.
The Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump said he would reverse the measures if elected. The Supreme Court in Bangladesh has upheld a death sentence imposed on the leader of the country's biggest Islamist party. Mujibur Rahman Zami was convicted of crimes against humanity committed during the country's independence war 45 years ago. His Jamaat-e-Islami party called a national strike when the death sentence was initially imposed last year. World News from the BBC. U.S. officials say the Secretary of State, John Kerry, has repeatedly telephoned leaders in Saudi Arabia and Iran to urge calm since a diplomatic row erupted between the regional rivals. Saudi Arabia cut diplomatic ties with Iran on Sunday after protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran in response to the execution by the Saudis of a prominent Shia Muslim cleric. Police in Spain have seized more than 3 tons of cocaine and arrested 11 suspected drug smugglers. Officers found the drugs during a raid in a warehouse in the northwestern region of Galicia following a tip-off from their British counterparts. They also seized more than $1 million in cash. Those arrested include British and Dutch nationals as well as Spaniards. The oldest mosque in North America has invited the U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump to visit. The imam of the Mother Mosque of America at Cedar Rapids in Iowa said he wanted Mr. Trump to discuss his ideas with fellow citizens. The invitation comes shortly after the tycoon released his first campaign TV advert, repeating his controversial call for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the U.S. Astronomers say they've detected a black hole belching vast clouds of gas in a neighboring galaxy. Large black holes are known to blast material outward under certain conditions, but this outburst, about 26 million light-years away, is one of the closest ever detected. Scientists like Dr. Eric Schlegel of the University of Texas say this sort of cosmic event would have been far more common in a younger, more violent universe.
I would expect that in early universe it would be very common. Galaxies ought to be at higher density, therefore they ought to collide a lot more, and this mechanism that we saw, that I presented here, ought to have been fairly common.
BBC World News.